Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. It's Monday. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and our dear friend, Garrett Vogel from Z100 is with us. Garrett, are you there?
Good morning, Rob Shooter. I know you've had a weekend because I believe you just called it Monday.
I did. I was almost going to correct myself, but I thought, oh, let's just keep going. I didn't think anyone would notice. You know, one of the benefits of having this ridiculous accent is often I can pretend it's the British way of saying things, where actually I just got it wrong again, but thank
as
you.
As your friend, I'm not going to leave you out there to just be like, I'm going to play this off. You cannot use your British accent here. Okay. As your friend, I'm going to say, I got you. You had a weekend, you deserve to sleep in, and here we go. We are off and running,
it's
my friend.
Monday.
I've had cups of coffee.
Monday. And what time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
I think coffee time, too.
Oh,
coffee and tea for
yes.
Everyone.
Everybody gets a cup of coffee today. Big breaking news at the top of the show. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are engaged. So the two have been dating about 9 months, and they got engaged over the weekend when the drummer proposed. This is so cute. So he's 45, she's 42, and he asked her to marry him at the Rosewood Beach Hotel. And it seems to be quite an affair, Garrett, because they were surrounded by a display of red and white roses and candles. He was wearing a black
shirt. And cameras.
Yes, you might be right about that too. This is a major, major proposal. Kim is already congratulating them, and Kourtney herself confirmed the news late Sunday evening. I like this. I love engagements. I think it's so romantic. What do you think, Garrett?
Oh, congratulations to both of them, of course. I mean, it's not like we didn't see it coming. Mm. But here's the interesting thing, though. So Travis Barker, he performed very late on Saturday Night Live with the musical guest Young Thug. So what did he do? He hopped on a plane and he went to California. he had a lot on his plate. It's not like he just thought of this idea. So he was on stage knowing the fact that, hey, as soon as I get off, I got to jet back to the West Coast because I have a big day on Sunday.
It might have been too much for me on one weekend. I think I might have spread it out over two, Garrett, but
give yourself some time, yeah.
What happened if I was late? So we had to call the hotel and sort of reserve, I guess, the beach. Is that possible?
Yep.
And then they...
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Like, this is a group effort. It's not like, you know, Travis Barker is, you know, a solo act. Maybe he is on stage when he's performing on the drums. But, right. You know, Kris Jenner was definitely somewhere involved. You know, you have to think that.
Oh.
And all the family. I mean, so, you know what's interesting, though? This is like... Because I believe Khloe was with Travis in New York City, too. So, like, the family was in on it. Everybody had to have known.
They had to have known. Do you think Kourtney knew? Kourtney was backstage with him, too. There's photographs of them kissing. Now, get this. Ooh, a little bit of gossip. Kourtney did not go to Kim's show a couple of weeks ago, but she did go to Travis's show. I'm not trying to cause trouble because they're newlyweds.
You're not causing trouble. You're just telling us storylines for their new show on Hulu when it comes out, Roger. That's all it is.
They were on the Hulu schedule. So maybe this weekend they had to do it because of editing and getting it ready for the Hulu. Hey, we're so naughty. Let's just say congratulations to you two.
Yes.
Now back to what was going to be our lead story. The creator of Sex and the City, her name is Candice Bushnell, is saying that Mr. Big just isn't worth it. So for a long time, she didn't really want to talk about the TV show, but now she is because she's
now is
got
she
a play.
Saying he's not worth
it? He's not worth
is
it.
She saying
he's not worth it.
Like as a person or as a character?
As a character. She likes Chris North a great deal, although she doesn't know the cast that well. So she said the following. The reality is, finding a guy is maybe not your best economic choice in the long term. Men can be very dangerous to women in lots of different ways. We never talk about this, but that's something that women need to think about. You can do a lot less when you have to rely on a man. Ooh. She went on to say that the TV show and the message are not really very feminist messages in the end, but it's just TV, it's entertainment. That's why people should not base their lives on the TV show.
Wow. Well, I mean, I think we all knew that, too. I mean, Mr. Big was the guy, like, as perfect as he is, he had his flaws, just like many of us do. But, I mean, they were the quintessential friend from high school where they got back together, they went to Paris, they fell in love, they were getting married, now they're not getting married, left at the altar. Like, no spoiler alerts, obviously. The show's been on for almost 20 years. But, you know, Mr. Big was always that character that was just, you know, I'm going to be a big tease. But now I'm going to fall desperately in love with you.
Yeah, I sort of love this. What I think she's saying to us financially, Carrie couldn't live the life she's living now without Mr. Big's money. And Candace Bushnell is saying that might not be the best idea. Talking about money, though, they asked her, Page Six did this, the New York Post, they asked her if she was surprised that Sex and the City is returning to HBO. She said, absolutely not. HBO is going to make money on it, and they're going to, quote, exploit it as much as they can. She also went on to say, though, she hopes it runs a long time because she gets paid a little bit of money too from that show.
But you think?
As the author of the column that was then turned into a book, that was then turned into a TV show, she did say that she doesn't make as much money as people think she does from the show. Ooh.
But isn't that true with everything, though, Rob Schurter? Like, they think, you know, you have private jets and, you know, professional assistants. And for me, I live in multiple houses. Right. And, you know, it's funny. Have you ever done one of those things? You do it with your friends where they'll Google how much you make.
No, I've never done it.
So I've done it online. Yeah. I'm very wealthy online. Like, I am Rob Schurter. Yeah, I would be like your sugar daddy.
You're my Mr. Big online, but in reality,
I am Mr. Big. I am Mr. Big online, where I won't leave you at the altar. Like, that's how rich I am, according to the Google.
Thank you very much. We'll practice that. I'm going to have a little look later on. But it brings us to our poll question of the day. The Sex and the City creator is saying that Mr. Big isn't worth it. Is she right? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on there?
Well, you know, we're just talking about weddings, and, you know, Rob Schurter, if the time ever comes where you and I get married, we have to become friends with one of the two Gateses, obviously. You know, Bill and Melinda, you know, they are, obviously are divorced, but they did come together for their daughter, Jennifer, who did get married here in New York. Great reception. You got to think. Mom and Dad paid.
You gotta think.
You know, it was the daughter. That is the quintessential thing in a America wedding where the daughter, the parents of the bride tend to pay for the wedding. And I mean, no matter what, whoever you are,
even billionaires,
they have to pay. It's the Gateses. I mean, and it wasn't just any type of wedding too. It wasn't like, you know, hors d'oeuvres and, you know, a little band called Coldplay show up. I mean, for Coldplay to show up, you got to think
it's $1 million. Either it's $1 million.
That's $1 million or a very high donation to
a charity,
of Chris Martin and Coldplay's choice, or the fact that Coldplay might have a number one album this week, thanks because Bill Gates bought a ton of albums and everybody got it in the gift basket at the wedding. I mean, it was a private ceremony, which is interesting too, because it's a very popular, you know, couple, a very high profile couple, and you think Bill Gates has the technology as well as Melinda to pretty much just like shut down any type of Air Force. You know what I mean? No drones. Like, a drone could shoot down another drone that was trying to take pictures. Like, and I'm sure phones were taking away. Like, it was probably a very high tech security wedding, so there was no way no one was getting into this. But Coldplay was there. Jennifer, she's an equestrian, and she's currently studying medicine in New York City.
Like,
so very smart.
The wedding, I think she actually got married the night before in a small ceremony, and then all the legal stuff they get out of the way, all the religious stuff, and then it turns into a big party. So congratulations to you, Jennifer. Okay, so Mick Jagger is poking fun at Paul McCartney after Paul McCartney
talk about two old guys
threw
right
him
here, right?
Some shade. So this is wild. So Mick was performing with the Rolling Stones, And there's been a long rivalry between the two of them, but it was really ignited a couple of days ago after Paul McCartney was asked about the Rolling Stones and he called them a blues cover band. Oh. So Mick Jagger was joking on stage saying, quote, Paul McCartney's here, he's going to help us out, he's going to come up on stage and join us in a blues cover later. So he's making fun of that. They have not got along for a really long time. In fact, Jagger once told the press that he thought the Beatles breaking up was a very good idea. I think this is just so much fun to watch these two old, super rich, super talented, super famous guys go at each other, because there's no real downside to it. What do you think, Garrett? Does it matter what 178, 179? I say if you don't want to like each other at this point. I think they're both in on the joke, though. What do you think?
Exactly. I think it's one of those things where it's like, hey, let's just play into it, because it's almost like the Matt Damon Jimmy Kimmel feud. As fun as it is, at the end of the day, we know they don't dislike right. each other. It's just fun to poke fun. I mean, just like you and I, we poke fun at each other, you know, most of the time. And it's not like we hate each other,
or maybe
I'm just not reading the clues.
No, but I love you. Can I ask you, are you a Beatles fan or a Rolling Stones? Who would you pick?
I mean, at the end of the day, the Beatles were the more universal, popular
right.
ones.
Yes.
The more fun in concert, Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones. I'm going to pick the Beatles. Talking of music, what's happening with Adele?
All right. So Adele had quite the weekend, too, on the music front. So imagine not putting out music in over 6 years. And some might think, oh, my God, that was way too long. What's going to, you know, her career, what's going to happen? Adele is doing just fine. So she released her song, Easy on Me, made everybody and their mother cry over the weekend several times every time you heard it. She broke Spotify's streaming record for a single day stream for her song, beating previous holders BTS and Butter, who had 20.9 million global streams in a single day. Now, here's the thing. Spotify said, you know what, we're not giving you numbers just yet because we're still counting, but here's what BTS did. Adele beat
it. They beat it.
I could only imagine, and this is what will happen in on the music front, which is kind of interesting. BTS has an incredible fan base
Rabbit.
Called the BTS Army, yeah. right? I could see next week.
Oh, they're fighting back.
BTS going, you know what? We're going to put Butter by BTS back on the charts, and it'll be
beat. You know, you're actually right. They could do this. I think recently the Mariah fans, for some reason, got together and bought Glitter and made Glitter, her album that didn't do very well many years ago, number one, just for a couple of minutes, but they can sort of manipulate the formula. It's easier.
They're very powerful.
They are powerful, but it is easier to get an album to number one for 10 minutes than to get 20.9 million downloads in a day.
It's incredible.
That's a lot of fans. You never know. The war is on. Do you like the new single, Easy On Me? I've been listening to it. I like it. I don't love it. Dare I say that?
Oh, well, no, you're allowed to. Music is about it all.
I wish it had more of a hook. I wish there was more of a tune to it.
No, I think we'll get more to it. I think we'll definitely get more from the album. And, you know, it's kind of like think about going in the pool. You know what I mean? You put your little toe right. in at the steps and go, ooh, it's a little
right.
cold, but I'll warm up to it. And then you slowly get in.
And you're right.
Then you get up to the belly button, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to go in.
Yeah,
I'm going to go under there.
Right.
Absorb it.
That's where I am. I'm up to my maybe ankle in Adele at the moment, but I'm going to put a little bit more in the pool today. And then quickly before we go to break, we have some numbers here for the box office weekend. So it's, I think, the second weekend, maybe the third weekend of James Bond. And it's already in trouble because Halloween Kills literally killed them at the box office. Halloween Kills got $50.4 million at the box office. It's a huge, huge movie.
It's the season, too, you know what I mean?
Season, but that still is a massive number.
Oh, of course, and to be fair, there really is no James Bond season. There's a Halloween season.
But you think a movie as big as that would have more legs, and so it's now fell behind the previous two Bond films. So I'm not sure if it's the pandemic or if it's just not quite what everybody wants. I think the ending might have put a few people off, and then other theatre news, too, movie news. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's new movie bombed. Have you heard of it? I didn't even know this movie. The Last Duel bombed with just 4.8 million. Ben and Matt back together on paper. That seems like a huge hit. What went wrong?
Jennifer Lopez didn't help promote it enough.
That's terrible. I thought you were going to say J-Lo was in it, like Julie. So why is it such a disaster is the movie cost $100 million to make. It's only made about $5 million. It's not going to make that $100 back. What insiders are saying is that this is a sign that older audiences are still unsure about returning to the theatre. This movie really trended older. I'm not sure if that's because of Ben or Matt. I mean, they're not old guys.
Well, no, it's the story, because it's about two people that are dueling for like the love of their life.
Oh, it's a historical epic. I see. Oh, that's what it means.
So it's not like, hey, Friday night, let's go watch Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and it's more history than anything else. So it's like it was a tough call.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Here we go. Thank you, Garrett. Marching to the polls.
Thank you. Lourdes Leone, who is Madonna's daughter, shared some advice from her mom. And the advice was, think about what you're going to leave behind, not about money. Is that good advice or bad advice? Let's have a look. 86% said that is good advice. I think that's good advice too. Although, people that tell you not to worry about money always have money. Have you noticed
Correct.
That? Always a lot of money.
Or like we were talking about previous, you have so much money, you just say, I'm not giving you any of it, Bill Gates.
I'm not giving you any of that money. So I think it's a good idea, but I gotta say it, I don't want to be a party pooper, but you gotta be able to pay your bills too, and I think Madonna and Lourdes do not have to worry about that. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett, love, I think it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes, yes. And this actually goes up with what you've been promoting for the last couple of months, your four-word answer about, you know, just thinking and believing and trusting yourself and putting yourself first. And that's what Simone Biles actually just said during an Instagram story question and answer she put out over the weekend. And someone asked, what marked you the most in your career? And she's been in gymnastics pretty
quite
much
career,
her entire life.
It's a career.
And I mean, she's won gold medals. She's been on commercials. And what she said, which is kind of interesting, and we've all followed along the story because it just happened, she said, 2021, having the courage to take care and put myself first. As we know, you know, she pulled out of some events because she said she wasn't in the right mindset and she didn't feel like she was really mentally in it. And she put herself, you know, she took a step back and she said 16-year-old Simone would never.
That's key.
The four time, you know, is what she
That's
said.
Key.
She would never step back. And she explained that she withdrew from the competition to focus on her mental health.
And nicest of the day. Take care of yourself. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Blake
I'm
Lively.
I'm going to go cheekiest
yeah, it's
of
cheeky.
The day.
I love this. Blake Lively is trolling her husband, Ryan Reynolds, over his sabbatical. So Ryan has announced he's going to be taking a break from acting after he wraps his movie with Will Ferrell. So he told all his followers, quote, this is my second film with the great Octavia Spencer. Perfect time for a little sabbatical from movie making. Now, Olivia responded saying how great it was to work with him, but also Blake responded saying, didn't Michael Caine do this first? So Michael Caine has just announced that he's taking a sabbatical too, and now so is Ryan Reynolds. Hey, Ryan, take as much time as you like, but no.
Come on the show. No, I mean, you do a podcast
you're
with
welcome,
us.
You're welcome back whenever you want, and let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob,
here we
you
go.
Get a Rob.
Rob,
so
Rob,
the four-word
Rob,
answer
Rob.
Is No Fairy Tale, my new book. People have been asking me about the book. It's not a fairy tale. It's really real. All the events and details in the book actually happened. All the social media posts, the emails, the conversations. They're all in the book and they're all raw and they are all honest. No name or incident in the book has been changed. It's all the truth. And I can't wait for you to read this very carefully fact-checked and thoroughly reported book. It's out now, the four-word answer, and it asks, who are you in four words? And it's even going to help you find the answer to that question.
And what people don't know is I was the one that fact-checked the entire book. It is true. I'm a very honest person, and, you know, facts are all there.
Thank you very much. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice Show with Robin Garrett, a production of iHeartRadio. Yes. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be
naughty,
you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.